Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
This podcast is part of the You Haven't Heard This Productions and Publications Network. For more great shows and blogs and vlogs, please visit www.yhhtmpc.com.
Welcome to YHHTMPC.
Wait. What does that mean exactly?
Oh yeah, you haven't heard This Music Podcast. A show about introducing lesser-known music of lesser-known artists from all over the world. And now, without further ado, a one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Hello and welcome to You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast, episode 8, side B. I am coming to you groggy and croaky as fuck this week. I do apologise. I've had a nasty cold or something, some sort of laryngitis, and haven't been able to speak properly, but we'll see how we get on. So this is You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast, a podcast about lesser-known music by lesser-known artists that we believe are as good, if not better than that, in the mainstream. This is Side B. Side B is slightly different to Side A, as in, on Side B we just play music and have a little bit of a chat. On Side A, it's more of a magazine show, it's more entertaining, more banter, more laughing and joking, but still about the music. But yeah, this side is just as good, if not better, if you just want to listen to music and find new artists, because that is what we focus on. So, each week I have with me, joining me, Mike. How are you, Mike?
Not too bad. Like yourself, I've had a cold all week, so we're both suffering a lot. I didn't get the laryngitis the way you have it there. You sound a little bit a little groggy. You okay?
Yeah, I think I'll cope. I'm not coming through okay.
I'll make it for an interesting show anyway.
We are part of the You Haven't Heard This Productions and Publications Network. We've got shitloads going on over there. So if you go over to www.yhhtmpc.com, you'll find everything we do. We're adding artists and podcasters and bloggers all the time. We've got Mike, who sometimes adds a blog. You haven't done one for a bit, Mike.
Oh, I haven't. You're right. I have to catch up on that. I have a few to do.
No rush. We just added Emrose to the network. She's joined us. So yeah, lots going on. If you want to submit your music to become part of what we're doing, info@yhhtmpc.com over there. A member of the team will listen to your music. Right, what else? If you want to support us, please support us, because this costs me a fucking fortune each month. You can support us at buymeacoffee.com/yhhtmp, and that would be much appreciated. Or you can join Patreon and you'll get loads of benefits over there as well. Right, let's get on with the show then. We'll start with, because we're on, well, I am on a UK and Ireland tour at the moment. As you know, Mike.
How's that going? You started in Cork, right?
Well, I started in Cork, and we tried to do it on the last episode on Side A, and I ended up choosing four guys from Dublin by accident. But so I started in Cork. What's the next city up? Is it Limerick?
Well, yep.
Okay, yep, so next week we'll be in Limerick. So we'll be trying to find artists from Limerick And we're going to try and get as many artists on as we can. This week, I've only managed to get one artist from Cork. We've got loads of artists sending music from Cork, but I couldn't.
There's a lot of artists in Cork. I actually sent that link around to a number of people. I'm surprised they didn't chase you up on that.
We've got lots of submissions, but I like them to send a bit in about themselves for the start of song. And nobody sent anything back apart from this one group. So, yeah, we'll play them now. So this is Arctic Lights with their song Fade Away.
Hi, Liam here from Arctic Lights. We are an indie band from Cork in Ireland. King of America was our first release in January 2021. And we have gone on to release 7 singles since then. Our current release is Fade Away. The song offers an unflinching look into the darkest depths of the broken soul, exploring the feeling that somehow we don't belong. This is Fade Away. We hope you enjoy.
Watch me fudge.
that was Arctic Lights with Fade Away. And that was our first artist as part of the UK and Ireland tour, starting in Cork. I'm looking at this map, Mike, and Waterford's the next city, according to this.
It depends which way direction you're heading in. If you're coming towards the east side, Waterford, the east.
But isn't Kilkenny a city?
Yeah, it's Kilkenny. It's a little bit more.
That's not on this map. And isn't the Tipperary as well?
Yeah, I think they're classified as towns. No offense, Cork or Tipperary and Kilkenny. I think Kilkenny used to be a city. One time was downgraded to large town or something.
Okay, well, we'll stick with Cork. We'll do Waterford next time because that seems like the next one up. And then Limerick, then Galway, then Dublin, Sligo.
Sligo, yep. Yep.
Belfast and then Derry.
Very good.
Next week, Waterford. So if we can get some artists from there, that would be amazing. That was a good song.
Great song, really. That's a windows down of your car and crank it up kind of song.
Yeah, good start to the tour. I was expecting a few more artists, but, you know, with every tour, everything starts slowly. So we'll see how it goes. Like these guys, we'll leave links in the show notes. Mike, do you want to take it away with Bachman?
Sure. Bachman is from the Czech Republic, and he classifies himself as electronic music. But I think he does a lot of real instruments. He plays multiple instruments, and he kind of creates electronic sound using real instruments. Well, not that synthesizers aren't real. I'm sure that's built in there as well, but you know what I mean. So this is a song called Way Home.
Very 80s influenced, I think, but the production was very unique. I don't think you'd have heard production quite like that in the 80s. It was very... In fact, some of the stuff going on in there, I've never heard before.
Oh, very good. I assume that's a good thing.
Yeah. I like different.
He's got some other stuff that's really heavy. He's got heavier stuff that's very electronic. No, but I kind of thought that one was a real good blend of electronic with standard instruments and stuff blended together. It was kind of a good mix.
Yeah. It had a bit of a New Order type feel. Where did you say that from?
Oh, from Czech Republic.
Oh, okay. Wow. So, yeah, I'll leave links in the show notes. Who are playing? Next artist is Butterflies by the Daydream Runaways.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on. My name's Cam, and I play guitar in the band Daydream Runaways. We are a indie pop rock band from the southwest of the UK. We're split between Cardiff and Swindon, so we make really good use of that M4 corridor. We spent a long time trying to think of a name. We wanted it to be full of like escapism and daydreaming, and we just settled on Daydream Runaways. Our sound is it's probably more pop rock than indie rock, but we've got elements of indie in there, and we've been told it kind of induces a bit of nostalgia, kind of those early indie rock bands from the early 2000s. In terms of our influences, I would say that we all have different ones, as is the norm when you get four blokes together in a room. And so I'm very much influenced by that early 2000s indie sound, so like Block Party, LCD Sound System, but then some stuff from the 80s and 90s, so like Prince and Blur. Our bassist, Nathan, is influenced by Paramore and other kind of pop-punk bands, like Sum 41. Our singer, Ben, is influenced by Imagine Dragons, and he does a really cracking impression of the Eagles. And our drummer, Brad, is influenced by bands like Royal Blood, and of course you can't not be a drummer and not be influenced by Led Zeppelin. People can find us on pretty much all social channels. So on Facebook, if you search Daydream Runaways, you'll find us on there. Instagram, it's Daydream Runaways. Twitter, at Daydream Runaway, because apparently you're only allowed so many letters in your handle. And we're also on YouTube. And in terms of streaming places, we're very active on Spotify, Apple Music, and Amazon. So you're about to hear our brand new single, Butterflies. It is kind of a indie pop adventure inspired by the golden age of comic books. We always wanted to write a song about comic books, but we can never quite get the hook right. So we decided to just invent our own superhero, which is called Butterfly Boy, and kind of tell a love story from that perspective. So Butterfly Boy is a bit of a loner. He's looking for love in a big city, and he ends up finding it when he goes up flying in the clouds one day. And the song kind of details his euphoria, I guess, when he finally finds the love of his life up there. So hope you enjoy. This is Daydream Runaways and Butterflies.
She gives me butterflies, says I'm like no other guy. When she stares into my eyes, I can't. I feel my chest explode every time that she comes close. She gives me butterflies and I can't. I'm daydreaming, she's got me screaming inside of my head. I'm believing we're gonna be so in love. I was only till you found me, I'm spinning around in daydreams, coming grinning like a child. Screaming
So that was Daydream Runaways with their song Butterflies. Yeah, I think it's difficult not to compare these guys to the Killers. Very, very similar sound.
Good. It took me a little bit to get into it, but I think got a good bass all the way through it, and by my third of the way into it, the head was rocking with it. So, yeah, good song.
I quite like this indie vibe that this reminiscent of the early 2000s. I do miss it. It's quite nostalgic, I think they said in the briefing at the start. But yeah, I do miss this kind of music. So I enjoyed this a lot. I enjoyed it. Yeah, check these guys out in the show notes. Moving on, Mike, moving on to Sano Hill.
Yeah, so Sano Hill, we played one of his songs, I think, in the first or second episode of this season, of the series, and he had released a song called The Climb, which actually did really well for him, and he since has released this song, which is called Starting Over, and so I thought it was after his first one, this was a good follow-up, so I thought I'd bring it to the show and have you check it out. So this is Sano Hill with Starting Over. Thank you.
Sano Hill with Starting Over. That was a really, really good song. Really enjoyed that. You mentioned earlier one of the songs was you felt like it was a cruising song with a top down. That's how I felt about this one. I can imagine down the motorway, nice sunny day, the roof down. Really nice cruising song, I thought.
Yeah, he's got a music video that goes with it, and that's exactly what's happening in the video. Just driving down the road, it's totally that kind of song. Good production. That's produced Larry Hogan and Dublin Studio Hub produced that. So he's a really excellent producer over here in Ireland. So yeah, good.
Links in the show notes. So I'm trying to get this episode over as quick as possible because I'm starting to waver now.
Yeah, moving right along then.
That was Sano Hill. Check them out. Really good song. Really good. Are they a band or is it just one?
He's got more stuff coming out this year. He's got another single coming out, and I think he's releasing an album. So he's got a lot happening this year. So check him out.
And next we have the Sprats with "Why Would I Love You."
Hello there. Hi guys. I'm Brad from the Sprats. I'm the front man. We're a band based in Rochdale/Burnley in the UK. The other members are Connor, Alex and Jack. We've all known each other from high school and been friends since then. So it's sick being in a band together.
No, it's not. I'm joking.
And sadly, they couldn't make it to my bedroom today. The song that you'll be listening to today is our debut single. It's called "Why Would I With You." We've been working on stuff for a while and we're just really excited about finally getting our first release out there and letting us be known to the world. I think it's a really good introduction to who we are, what we are, what we're about. But I'm going to throw a little more things at you, what we're about. We take inspiration from all generations of rock, from classic to modern. We love it. We think guitar solos aren't shown enough in the scene as much anymore. So our goal with this song was to create like one of them catchy indie rock songs, kind of, but with like a riff in it. Expect a nice little guitar solo in there. The lyrics / the story, if you want to call it that, I think are relatable to everyone. It's pretty much about moving forward and not putting your energy into things that just waste it. If that's a person or a thing, it's like, why would I with you, man? It's just about having no problems, like just being confident in yourself and knowing your self-worth and, you know, I've got no problems, man. It's all cool. It's one of them songs we love playing live. It's got a great energy to it. And when recording it, we really wanted to try just catch like a bottle of that. Just because, like I said, it's got a really good energy to it. I think it's infectious. With that being said, we have some gigs coming up in Manchester and other areas. We've got another big one on June the 17th at Manchester Club Academy. And we'll be promoting all the other ones on our social media. So give us a follow at The Sprats Band. That's for Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, you know, everything. This song is our debut single. So we've got more in the bag, you know. We're going to release it later in the year. So if you enjoy this one, make sure you stick around for them ones. This is "Why Would I With You" by The Sprats. Enjoy.
Yeah, no question.
So that was the Sprats with Why Would I With You. Wow, for what sounds like a young bunch of guys, they are taking inspirations from a decade which is well away from them, I think. Like, definitely the 80s. I was getting loads of Billy Idol vibes from that. I think if I could be bothered to sit down and do it and mix it, I could quite seamlessly blend that with Rebel Yell easily. But that's not a bad thing. I mean, if you can, you know, if you're producing a sound that's comparable with Billy Idol, you're doing something right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it was good. I was in the mood for that. That was good. I enjoyed that. Just hit the, that hit the spot tonight. Excellent.
Really good vibe. Really good vibe. Yeah, definitely good check vibe. These guys out.
I like the keyboard. It'd be the first half of the song with some good keyboard. I know it was kind of a repetitive keyboard, like playing, like someone banging away on a piano or something like that. I like that. It'd be the, certainly in the first half of it was there.
Yeah. He seems like a barrel of laughs. If you're listening to this, I presume you are, shout us up at info@yhhtmpc.com and we'll get you on as a guest on the A side. It'd be good to have you on. Yeah, so moving on, Mike, moving on, who have we got next? We've got Dominic Delaney.
Dominic Delaney, he is from Florida, and he, his genre, he calls himself a punk, he's a bit of a punk, indie, kind of an indie punk, or acoustic punk even, he has in his write-up a bit, but yeah, he's got some good music, he's got an album called The Marrow in My Bones, and this is his song, Pay Me.
Job yet? No. Did you get a job yet? No. I'm working on it though, I'm only skilled in anecdotes. But I'm really bored and probably self-absorbed. Such a shame that no one's really ever ready for one more conversation. I can't help myself. Fall in your line, but I can't do that when you're screaming thoughts that are not mine. And I can hear you loud and clear, but I won't ever change. Take it as you will, but I'm the one here with my name. Did you get a car yet? No. Did you get a car yet? No. I've walked 1,000 miles with blisters on my feet and toes. Yeah, I'm pretty battle worn. If I'm not broke, I'm sore. It's such a shame that no one's really ever ready for one more conversation. I can't help myself. Where's my compensation for being someone else? I don't need this. I'll leave it all behind and never think.
Dominic Delaney, very reminiscent of the 2000s pop punk that was going on in America. Very interesting production. There's some interesting stuff going on with the panning. I had some girl singing like very far behind me, to the left and to the right, and at one point I got confused and had to turn around. I thought there was someone behind me. Very good though. Really good.
Yeah, it actually rolled in really well after that Sprat song. Like, quite often we bring shows randomly to the program here, we could have like one genre, like something completely different, you know, like mellow to rock or whatever, but they kind of rolled in. You can almost see them back to back on a playlist, the Sprats and then Dominic Delaney, you know, they kind of like tied very well together.
Yeah, we are very random on this podcast. Don't know if that's a bad thing or a good thing.
I like it.
Seems to work. Yet this has been a short one tonight. As you can tell, I'm really not in the mood for talking much. So, and it's probably best. That's where the B-side's meant to be. Just short, snappy, and straight to the point. So we've played some good music tonight. I think you've covered all your bases, haven't you, Mike?
Yep. I sure have, yeah, thanks.
Have you got anything you want to plug?
Yeah, sure, I like to plug. Recently, I kind of hooked up with a music promoter on Twitter called Indie Music Lift, so I just want to put a plug in for them. They're for doing a fabulous job. They took Twitter to a whole different level in regards to promoting some music and, you know, so especially my artists from the site and that. So, I just got to put a plug in for Indie Music Lift, who's doing a fabulous job on Twitter. So, I thought I'd say thank you.
Excellent. So, I think that's pretty much it. Just check us out at www.yhhtmpc.com. Please support us because it's costing me, it is costing me a lot of money. But I love doing it and I want to keep on doing it. So, yeah, please do that. buymeacoffee.com/YHTMP. What else? Just, I think that's pretty much it. Yeah, Mike, thank you for joining me again. It's been a pleasure. We're going to play out with a band called Ports with their song Swimming Pool. Yeah, so thanks, Mike. Until next time, thanks for listening, if indeed you still are.
Hello, we're Ports from Derry, Northern Ireland. We used to be called Little Bear, but had to change our name due to copyright issues. We had 2 days to come up with another before we went on tour, so a friend sent through a list of ideas and we chose Ports. We'd like to say it's something to do with our hometown once being a famous port, but that's a lie. We play folk rock with an electronic overlay. At the moment, this album has influences from Big Thief, Aldous Harding to Stars of Lilith. The story behind the song is when we were recording our album during takes, we were messing around with ideas and the song kind of wrote itself. We had been messing around with a new lyric writing method, whereas someone would describe a scene and we'd write lyrics around that. So I shouted, I see someone diving into a pool at night. It's kind of like Whose Lines Is It Anyway? You can find us on facebook.com/portsband, Instagram portsband, and Spotify you can find us as Ports. And we have a new album coming out very, very soon called Wild Awake. Check it out. You can let it go, let it move on. It's just emotion, these emotions. Sink back down and the picture slows. Project the chaos above you glows. The water breaks to reveal the sky. A role to take reflects in your eyes. Stop the overflow around your body. It's just emotion, these emotions. You can let it go, let it move on. It's just emotion, these emotions.
That's a really nice song, isn't it? Was that Swimming Pool?
It's called Swimming Pool,
yeah.
The name of that one? It's a very strange
really nice
way
song.
Of writing a song, the way he described it. But it seems to work.
Yeah, I just hit the. I just looked that up and hit like on that one. So yeah, I did that one. Very good.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.